This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What comes first? Knowledge comes first. Knowledge comes before the Sunnah Salah.
One day, Abdullah, one of the Sahaba, was making the lecture about his name in the Masjid al-Nabawi, and the waqt of Isha came. So what did he say? Adhan, Shai. He said, please. I think one of the cousins of Pakistan, he said, I have learned from the Prophet that knowledge precedes everything. So be patient. Inshallah, you can still make a salah, but once the knowledge is gone, once the Imam is gone, once the Alim is gone, that's it. So now I want to tell you just briefly, I wanted to talk to you about the Sunnah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Sunnah. And we're going to go to verse 65 of Surah An-Nisa. What line is it? It's one line. 65 of Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa is the fourth surah. Surah number four. The surah of the attribute of the ladies. In this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah speaks at the same time with us, Muslims. Allah addresses the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah addresses all Muslims. Of course, you can, if you have Ibn Kathir, you can go and read up. 165 is interesting. The verse that comes before, I'm just going to quote one verse. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fala wa rabbika. Fala wa rabbika. Allah's addressing the Prophet and saying to the Prophet, I swear in my name. But what name does Allah use? Allah uses Rabbika. I swear in the name of your Lord. Only once in the Quran Allah swears by the fact that he's the Lord. So this must be a very, very important verse. This must be very, very important information for the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for us. How did the Prophet, how did Allah address him? And how did Allah address us? Bala wa rabbika. Allah says, this is something great. So I use my own name, Rabb. Rabb. I swear on my name, Rabb, what I'm going to say now, says Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say? La yu'minu. La yu'minu. Allah says, you don't believe. Who don't believe? Who's Allah talking to? Is Allah talking to the kafir? Who is Allah talking to the Muslims? Who is Allah talking to the Jews? Who is Allah talking to? Allah says, La yu'minu. They don't believe. Allah says, O Rasulullah, I swear by my name, I swear that they don't believe. Who's these people? Do we want to be part of those people? Anybody? Say no. No. Qiyamah Yawm Al-Qiyamah, no, Ya Allah, we heard the verse and we said no. We don't want to be part of the people who do not believe. Who are these people who don't believe? They are the people, La yuhakkimunak, La yuhakkimunaka, Ma shakra bayna. فيما شجر بينهم. الله فعلا says to the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, they are the people who do not make you, O Muhammad, the judge in all their matters. Who's Allah talking to?
Us.
Allah Subhanahu is saying to us, you do not believe hatta until you make Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the arbiter, the judge of everything that happens amongst you. What does this mean? It means that if there is a dispute or you need any information about anything, where does Allah say, where must you go? You must go to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you say, well, but he's not there anymore. Of course he's not here anymore. The ayah is here, the Quran is here, and all his sunnah has been recorded. Because when you're worried about a problem, you know, Allah has made provision for all problems to be resolved by the Quran and the sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. Allah says, and when they have appointed you, Muhammad, or the sunnah of you, Muhammad, to resolve an issue, they find in their hearts no difficulty in accepting whatever you have said. Whatever you have said, whatever your verdict is, they accept it. We don't compromise with it. They don't say anything. They just say, we accept. Ya Rasul, we accept. When, in other words, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? If we have an issue or problem, we must go where? Who must be the arbiter? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or what? Or Islam. And that will be the final decision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about bid'ah in the Quran. What does Allah say? What must we do? We have a problem with bid'ah, isn't it? We disagree about bid'ah, isn't it? What does Allah say? What we do? What must we do? And unless we do this, we don't believe. Allah says, you don't believe. You don't believe if you don't make Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam your arbiter and you accept without any misgivings, without any questions. We accept his verdict. Why you send him with taslima? Bima qadayta. You accept the verdict which he has given to you, why you send him with taslima? And you accept the decision with complete submission forever. Allah says, verdict is given, you accept it, and that is the final decision that you should hold amongst Muslims forever. So let's take bid'ah. So some people say, bid'ah, red bubble, bid'ah. May Allah not make us of those who utter those words. So what do we do? We go to the sunnah. What does the sunnah say about bid'ah? What does the sunnah say about bid'ah? Which is the final answer. If you don't accept this, on the day of Qiyamah, and hold the water, you'll be chased away. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you don't believe, outside Islam. Outside Islam. If you don't believe, you're not a Muslim. So what does Allah subhanahu say? Kula bid'ati dalal. All bid'ah, whose words are these? Muhammad. Does Allah speak about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That we must listen to his verdict. And what is his verdict? Kul bid'ati? All bid'ah is?
Nafayyubah.
No.
Misguidance.
Misguidance is another word.
Destruction.
Dalala is misguidance. So all misguidance, all bid'ah is misguidance. Wa kullu dalalatin fi? Finnar. And every good guidance and every guidance, misguidance is where?
Fire.
In Jahannam. Not fire. Fire is something better in the earth. Bright and expensive fire. We talk about Jahannam. Astaghfirullah. Who said this? What does Allah say about us when we hear this? This is the verdict on bid'ah. Who gave the verdict?
Allah.
Who's giving the verdict? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the verdict of Muhammad that we must accept? Allah says, if they don't make you the arbiter in any matter, and you don't accept it with full acceptance, you don't believe. Is it fair of Allah to do this? Of course. Why is it fair? He sent you a Quran. He sent you so many, 1,400 prophets. He sent you so many books. He sent you the last prophet, beloved. And we're the last. We are the last of the ummah. There's none. No, nobody coming after us. We say, oh, we're waiting for the next time to come. We put this on all. Right. No, next time. This is final word of Muhammad says. So, and what is bid'ah? Bid'ah is the opposite of sulh. Why is it so dangerous? Why is it so bad by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say it's in Jahannam? Allah. Because it is the opposite of sunnah. And who gave us the sunnah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the sunnah via who? Via Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, these people are saying, then they say, shirk, the whole world is shaking because you are making people so nervous about this word. Brothers, mention. Nabi Sassan had said a lot of hadith about shirk. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says about shirk. What is the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about shirk? Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay إن الله لا يغفر
لا يغفر
Where is my shirk? Anybody here? I eat a blank like this. إن الله لا يغفر إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Allah says, He does not forgive, will not forgive. لا, He will not forgive. Even if you come and ask forgiveness, He won't forgive you. Even if you come and ask forgiveness, He won't forgive you. What is that? If you make shit, no forgiveness, khalas. Gone, go. Because only a Muslim could make shit. So Allah says, you're a Muslim, and you make shit, you're not Muslim anymore. You're out of the fold. And what is shit? Why are you out of the fold? Because you made somebody equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think Allah will accept you back? What is shit? Shit is somebody lying in some grave. He's some person who lived in Egypt, or he slept next to the Prophet in Medina, or whatever it may be. His father's a sheikh of Maulana, or he wears a big beard, you know, these Sufis, whatever it may be. Allah says, you gave me a partner, go to your partner. Inna Allah la yashuka ay, la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. Walakin, ولكن لا يغفر ما دونك لمن يشاء. Allah says, any other crime that you commit, think of the worst crime you hate. When you have committed that crime, Allah will forgive. The worst crime. He will forgive if he wishes to. But this, going to the grave and asking the dead person to ask Allah for you, that's shirk. Why? Because you're putting that person on Allah's level. You are saying, this man will also listen to me. You put him on Allah's level. That's unforgivable. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's all I want to say today. So I want to just go down to the bottom of my page. And see what's in it. I didn't reach the last one, but already like this. Wasallimu taslima. Wasallimu taslima. And they will submit. your decision, forever. That is a decision, that is a decision. Wasallimu taslima. Will you hear me listen to these words? Sallimu taslima. The word salama is in both words. Both words. And when a salama, what is the meaning of what is Islam here?
Submission.
So here Allah uses the same the word submission in two words. Yusallimu, salam is in there, and taslima. So Allah is saying, you
submit to the will of Allah.
You submit to what? To the
will of Allah.
The word that what Allah, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given us, we submit to that word. I think of all the people who just, they either don't know this, but they're kuffar. They don't know that if they say anything against the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is what is going to happen to them. They don't believe. 465. If you go to hadith to somebody and doesn't accept it or he turns away or laughs at you, and say, in 465. Go to verse 4, Surah 4, verse 65. Wa Allahu ta'ala, wa salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. Are there any questions? Well, if you have no questions, then know that I've given up the message, and alhamdulillah, must have gone home with your question. But if you want to ask, you're welcome. I'll wait for half a second. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت